Start with just anything. Ooh. Probably a different start.
Welcome back to the Greenpoint Studio. Taylor Uden and James Schuler with you. It is spooky season. Halloween's around the corner. Lots of spooky news in the headlines. But more importantly, James, what's your costume this year?
I was thinking about going as a banana. But my kids have convinced me that I need to be a Ghostbuster, and they're going to run around as ghosts, and I'm going to chase them all over the neighborhood.
You're going to chase them around the neighborhood. Banana is so basic.
Well, it was just easy.
Costume you already had.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Low cost.
Exactly.
Low time spent.
Exactly. What about you? Do you have a costume picked out?
I don't really like Halloween.
Why not?
I just don't like to dress up that much.
You get scared easily?
Yes, that is true. True statement. But just too much effort, in my opinion. Well, I'm here for all the decor, though.
It feels like our IT momentum is kind of led right into Halloween for us. So yeah. That's nice.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, we've reached a whole new level of spooky. And I mean, spooky ransomware. More
really?
Specifically, killware. Killware is the latest buzzword. But last week we talked about, you know, the evolution of ransomware. The week before that, we talked about a baby dying of ransomware or potentially dying of ransomware.
Definitely died, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Not potentially died.
Right, right.
But the cause is potentially indirectly due to a ransomware attack. Yeah.
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 So I'm shocked that we didn't think of the term killware before now. But
murderware would have been good, right? Mm-hmm. Murderware would have been fine. I feel like homicideware I kept trying to make work and it never did work out. So the SVU side of me, which is a great show, I think in its final season right now, I couldn't get homicide to work. So killware, though, fell right in our laps.
Right in our laps.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. So what is killware?
Can I go? Uh-huh. Can Halloween be my – like, could killware be my Halloween costume?
Oh.
I don't know what it looked like.
That would be spooky.
All right. So what did you hear about killware?
So I just Googled killware. What is it? What is killware? Obviously, latest was coined last week. Killware is a type of malware that is being deployed with the sole intention of causing physical harm, even death. Cyber psychopaths such as malicious code have one goal: to cause pure real life destruction. Cyber psychopaths.
Yeah, right. We have cyber terrorists, and now we have cyber psychos. Yeah.
Look out for those walking around neighborhoods.
Yeah. So favorite horror movie, Psycho's got to be up there. And now you have your cyber psycho. So just picture your virtual shower scene with the knife in their hand. That'll do well on the
through your computer
on the
screen.
Audio, right? Yeah. It's just going to reach out of your computer screen and stab you.
James, how did we even get here?
Yeah, I was about to actually say that we've been here. This is the fun part for Center Technologies and the conversations we get to have with our clients. We've been here for a while now. If you've been following the podcast, if you've been hearing what we've been discussing, we've been talking a lot about critical industries. Those were all deemed critical when COVID hit. Anyone that's a critical industry likely has critical IT infrastructure and IT operations. And those are the ones that have been targeted the most. Mm-hmm. So can we go back in time a little bit? A little history lesson?
Yeah.
We're not going to go that far.
Okay.
All right. Super Bowl. No, a little further back.
Okay.
Super Bowl was actually threatened. No one was going to hack the NFL at that time, but they certainly jumped on Florida's water treatment facility. So in Oldsmar, Florida, a water treatment facility was hit with a ransomware attack. Where they gained access to the chemical balance of the water that was feeding or being supplied to that area of Florida. Their hope was they would increase the amount of lye in the water to the point that the Super Bowl would have to be canceled or postponed. They ended up not getting that far. Nobody ended up being too hurt by it, but there were elevated chemical amounts in the water. This was interesting because we've seen other areas where similar attacks would occur, but they never gain access to the right systems or data. This group had the right access to the right system and was educated enough on how to increase those chemical levels to cause and inflict pain. Mm-hmm. So that was our first time we really got any newsworthy hacks that we thought to ourselves, it's not just about losing data or intellectual property. It's about lives.
Losing people.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so we've had these stories come through, right? Mm-hmm. Colonial Pipeline, mm-hmm. you know, things that are indirectly affecting us, mm-hmm. but we crossed the threshold of like one incident could kill us now.
Yeah. And this is another good example of where I think the IT community is probably always known that people's lives are at stake. But business owners have generally wanted to turn a blind eye to that. If you're in IT or an IT guy listening to this, you've probably felt the burden of reduced IT budgets or staffs that have been stretched thinner and thinner. This might open the eyes to some business owners, if any of our business owners are listening to this, that you need to start investing there, because that's where the future is going to be held, is whether or not your systems could potentially kill somebody. You mentioned Colonial. That's a good one. Do we have time for me to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Colonial Pipeline, they only the bad actors that hit it, DarkSide, they only had about 100 gigs worth of data. If you remember, Taylor, we've talked a lot about it was only $4.5 million on their ransom. We've heard a lot bigger ransom amounts. Even before that, we heard bigger ransom amounts. So why so little? Well, they didn't have their fingers in the right systems to actually control anything for full leverage. Unfortunately, Colonial was exposed to have a really bad IT environment. So they didn't know where the bad actors were. They thought DarkSide was in their operational technology side of the house. We've done a lot around operational technology at Center. You remember the Galveston webinar with Hoogendam? Yeah, that was all about his OT side of things needing to be segregated and shored up for that audit with the TSA. Well, in Colonial's case, they thought the DarkSide was in the operational technology side of the house. They were going to be able to change the amount of flow going through their pipelines. One way to do that would be to shut it off. Now, no one has any gas flowing to them at all. On the other hand, they could turn it all the way up, and that would create an explosion. That could create a chain effect where a bunch of explosions occur. There's a number of things that could happen if they had their hands in the right systems. So that was technically a killware fear, but no one knew about the term killware yet, and the DarkSide team didn't actually have their hands in those systems. Mm-hmm. It was that fear, though, that got Colonial to pay and freak them out. That's why they pulled the systems offline and shut everything down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like thinking to myself, okay, how do I prepare if I know I'm a critical infrastructure piece to this puzzle? But then we talk about the Super Bowl.
Right.
If I'm the Super Bowl, I'm not thinking.
You're indirectly impacted.
Yeah.
So let's talk about indirect impact. That's perfect. So the Super Bowl is a great example of somebody who relies on another department or another company more so than they thought they did until that moment happens. Think of all the businesses that relied on Facebook the day that Facebook went down for 6 to 8 hours. No one knew what that looked like. I think that's why communication companies and internet providers are listed as critical. That it's kind of that chain effect. The reason there's 16 different industries tagged as critical is because if one of them goes down, another's impacted. If you look at, say, Center's systems, the majority of our systems aren't life-threatening, but a lot of them might be big-time business impacting. So I think it was in 2018 that Homeland Security said that if you have a managed service provider, that's your number one gap likely in your environment, because no one was holding Center accountable, the MSP accountable. And Center has to go through a SOC 2 Type 2 report. So we've always said that we're a big boy in this game because we have to hold ourselves accountable through third-party audits. But that's not everybody in our industry. So there is a good chance that if a MSP was breached, then that would be a trickle effect that would indirectly impact hundreds of other businesses. Mm-hmm. Remember, Kaseya was breached. And that's a tool that managed service providers use. So when that happened, hundreds of managed service providers were breached, and then access to their clients. That effect is what they're now calling supply chain attacks, is becoming more and more common. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more example, insurance companies. Right now, they're saying that they're analyzing your risk as a business, but they're not analyzing your vendor's risk as a business. So what they're deeming your premium to be is not necessarily what Microsoft's risk might be in case something happens to them and then it impacts your business directly. Mm-hmm. But the Super Bowl is a great example of a company that would never think the water in Florida would matter to them at all.
Yeah. I mean, what a time to be a business leader right now, worried about, especially if you're in critical infrastructure, what does that look like for my business, but also just lives,
right?
You're saving lives, right?
And both of those stories, if you'd say the controls of a water treatment facility, and you would say, yeah, the, 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 the stuff going on at Colonial. That's that operational technology side of the house. But hospitals also have very similar risk. They have certain networks that keep ventilators going, or certain networks that keep the NICU going, that lives depend on in order to survive. We have to start finding ways that those are so hardened, almost like analog phone lines versus internet-based phone lines. We have to find a way that it's so hardened that it cannot be breached. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll be celebrating Halloween and spooky topics every month.
Yeah. I mean, heavy topic, but we are in spooky season, so we're trying to make a little bit light of it, I suppose.
Give us your best witch laugh. Is that a witch? That's not bad, but that's kind of weird for a witch. That's an interesting kind of
weird. A weird witch.
Yeah.
Guys, we have so much more on this topic. I mean, we could talk a whole nother 20 minutes on Killware and what it's doing. What's next for ransomware? Just remember, we're keeping an eye on the news so that you don't have to. And when bits hit the fan, we're bringing it to you. We'll catch you guys next time.